Welcome and Merry Christmas, everyone. We've come here today to worship the one who was and who is and will always be our King.
Creation has been waiting for the Son of all nights. The birth of hope and healing, giving us new life. To show us what his grace is about. He's the only one who is worthy, so there cannot ever be any doubt.
He's always a King, always a Savior, Captain of all good, our great Redeemer. He's always a King, there in no danger, waiting forever, and with the angels singing. He's always,
always, always
a King.
We never saw it coming,
how he would save us.
A love so overwhelming,
how he would reach us. He left his throne in glory, all to show.
Jesus, our King, for the amazing Christmas story and its story of redemption, sacrifice, and his great love for us.
Amen.
The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us."
Unaware of heaven's grace,
the time had come for love to save, for hope to rise from an unexpected place. The greatest night the world had ever seen, when earth and heaven's love would finally meet. We give all the glory light, more brilliant than a star could ever be. How can we help but lift our voice and sing, to worship and adore our God, our King? We give all the glory to Jesus, our Savior, God with us, born in a manger, Redeemer Christ.
Forevermore, our hope forevermore.
Yes, He is our hope. He is our peace. And He is our gracious King. Now listen as we sing, "It Came Upon a Midnight Clear."
Touch.
Lord, we are so grateful for the message and hope of the gospel. We are amazed when we think about all that you have done and all that you are. But Lord, we ask as we stand here in this place, would you show us once again the greatness of your story? Would you show us again the depths of your love for us? And would you show us again the magnitude of your redemption and sacrifice? Lord, would you give us eyes to see? Would you give us ears to hear? And would you awaken the wonder in us to understand all you've done and all that you are?
God of all, God of grace, who spun the stars in place, oh, what power, oh, what love, revealed in all your ways. How can we not see your awesome majesty? Child of light, child so small, who's come to save us all, Holy Son, Holy One, creation stands in awe.
This Christmas story of how our gracious King came to rescue a lost and dying world is one that we celebrate not only to remember what happened that night so long ago, but also to grasp the full picture of what has been and what is to come in the grand design of the gospel story. You see, the Christmas story doesn't just start with, "and it came to pass," and end with, "finding Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger." It starts with, "in the beginning, God," and it's the greatest story because it has no ending. From year to year, and from generation to generation, the full Christmas story is forever changing hearts and lives, because the Christmas story is the gospel story. Now I want to make clear for you, brothers and sisters, the gospel I preach to you, which you have received, on which you have taken your stand, and by which you are being saved.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things were created through him, and apart from him, not one thing was created that has been created. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. That light shines in the darkness, and yet the darkness did not overcome it.
Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, in this way death spread to all people because all sinned. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of death also comes through a man.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness. For a child will be born for us, a son will be given to us, and the government will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. The dominion will be vast, and its prosperity will never end. He will reign on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish and sustain it with justice and righteousness from now on and forever.
When the time came to completion, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law, so that we might redeem adoption as sons.
The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God is with us."
The time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger.
For he came to his own, to all who did receive him, he gave them the right to be children of God, to those who believed in his name. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. God proves his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Because of his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
You were dead in your trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
So we declare together, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Praise our King, who emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity. And when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
We want to love to know the Well, I hope that you've been blessed this morning. I know that I have. I want to read a verse of scripture to you that kind of, I think, completes the story of Christmas. In Revelation chapter 22, at the very end of God's inspired word, he says this, and he said to me, "Do not seal up the words of prophecy of this book, for the time is near. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy keep himself holy." And Jesus says, "Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I am the Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs and the sorcerers and the immoral persons and the murderers and the idolaters and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things, to the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, 'Come.' Let the one who hears say, 'Come.' And let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take the water of life without cost. I testify to everyone who hears the words of this prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God will add to the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of the prophecy, God will take away his part from the tree of life for the holy city, which is written in this book. He who testifies to these things says, 'Yes, I am coming quickly.' Amen. Come, Lord Jesus." May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with all of you. Amen.
Yes, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. You are our King and will always be our King. Let's sing this together. Sing All Our Praise.